100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
You know, Jordan, for the most part, the last 2 days, we've been sort of rain-free.
You hear the thunder?
Yes.
Jay, the thunder.
I heard it.
Oh, my goodness. I heard the thunder last night over at Pfizer Arena. The block. Have they given it a name yet? The Giannis block? Is it just the block? It's the block of blocks? The freak block? I mean, what is it? It's just the block. It's being talked about. We'll touch on it as well. Folks, the Bucks have tied the NBA Finals with the Phoenix Suns 2 games apiece. Jordan, both teams have won at home. Have won at home. Several people I've been chatting with have covered the league for several years. Saying, you know, it's not a series until the road team wins. Here's the thing. Just so many games remain now. 3, Jordan. And I think the road team that wins will have a little bit of an advantage here. I'd love to hear from you today on this series. Your thoughts we'll hear, of course, with some of the players in the game yesterday. Ali Cosell is going to join us at 12:30. Jordan, other than you, poor Ali. I just blow up his phone the entire game. I mean, by possession, by the series, you name it. So we're going to talk out some of the things and observations that we text during the game about and sort of see. And, of course, you know, the very latest. Jordan, do we have a head coach yet?
Not officially,
okay,
but
just making sure.
Andrew Lopez tweeted out something very interesting last night.
Did he? Okay. Kind of what he told us
on
the air.
I mean, like Fletcher Mackel said on his report last night, the worst kept secret in the NBA.
Right. And also, the Wes Unseld Jr. Looks to be the leading candidate in Washington. Again, it's Willie Green. And stop. Look, just can I do this, Jordan? Do you mind if I do this before we
go for
get
it.
Going in the show here?
Go for it.
Don't be that guy or lady. Don't be that person that starts the Twitters and the tweets and the. Well, do we really want Willie Green now if they blow a 2-0 series lead?
Do we?
Stop it. Don't. Do not. For 2 straight games, is the greatest assistant. Yes, we can't wait to have him. 2 losses all of a sudden. Do we really want him a part? Stop it. We'll look into those 4 games, though. But, Jordan, I'm not going to say I'm patting myself in the back, but you know, it was I was surprised, as we talked about yesterday going to that game, that the first 3 games were double-digit wins. I didn't think they would be, but they turned out to be, right? But in those games, there were moments that you could see that this series was going to be close. At game one, I mean, Madison, myself, we're all, like, texting and tweeting that this is what basketball is about, right? Although it wound up being a double-digit lead. And I told you after game one, everything went perfect for the Suns, which is why I thought in game two you'd see a tighter game, which you did. Giannis, the first of 2 40-point games, right? And you're like, hey, look, if they get anything out of the backcourt, they got that. I mean, they can get a win. Well, what happened in game 3? 40 points from Giannis. They got something out of the backcourt. Middleton showed up, and, well, Booker didn't have a good game, and some of the Suns players didn't contribute, but as you imagine, players play better at home, the role players, and so I wasn't surprised it was 2-1. Last night, let's get into that as to what happened yesterday. 9-point lead, right, for the Suns. 9-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Very Pelican-esque.
It looked like it was going to stop it. It was nothing like, well, Chris Paul enabled the dribble and flopping on the floor. You know what? It was very Pelican-esque. Giving up a big 3. Stop it. No, that's not a way to describe games. I thought, because it's something that, you know, are we going first take sort of here, right? Did the Bucks win it or Suns blow it? Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're doing? Did the Suns blow it or the Bucks win it? Is that what we're doing now?
No.
Because that's what it just sounded like from you.
I
thought the Bucks won it.
The Bucks definitely
won it. I thought the Bucks won it. Because part of the turnovers and part of the missed shots and doing through is pressure, right? Being forced to do that. the block, the finish, the three when it's open to knock it down. I mean, that's part of it, right? And the defensive pressure applied when the Suns had that 9-point lead. I'm going to go with the Bucks winning. You know what? Let's do it. Fine. Did the Suns blow it or the Bucks win? Let's go first take. Which side are you on? I think the Bucks won it.
Whenever that happens, it's a little bit of both, don't you?
Here we go. You know what? I'm just going to call you Fence. That's your new name. Fence.
Fence. Yes. I'm on the fence.
Yeah, always. For most of our conversations and discussion, you are literally a walking human fence.
Wow.
Yeah. I can see this side of the yard, man. I can also see the other side of the yard. Well, maybe it is what you're trying to make a debate. It is.
You can see both sides of the argument.
Stop it. Give me a conclusion on one side of the argument.
I mean, one has to blow a lead and one has to take advantage of someone else blowing a lead.
Now you're a chain link fence. At least I was going to give you a wooden fence. Now you're a chain link fence. Holes in all of your arguments. But no, look, we can discuss this a little bit here as well with Ollie and during the show. 800-998-1003. I do think this from the standpoint as a viewer, as someone that's waiting now, Jordan, 2 weeks from today, we will be talking about the very first Saints training camp practice. 2 weeks from today. What do you think will be the thing that we touch on the most? What do you think I'm opening two Thursdays from now, the show? What am I saying?
Who was?
Yes, but is there something like a point, a theme, a play, or just picks? Who? Picks.
Pick.
No, stop.
Yeah, that sounder still?
Yeah, I still have
Pick.
It. Do you really want me to? No, we're not. Is that? We can have fun with that if you think that's what it is.
Pick.
Ross, just stop it.
How many? Under, how many times do we play that sounder?
Oh, no.
I'm going to say under 5.
Under 5?
I'm gonna start it off high.
Let me tell you something. Is there 5 interceptions? At practice, what was it? Tua. Remember Tua at minicamp?
But look, if you set
a 5 interception.
If you set the ball
I said it
high.
Then, and I'm going to say it now. If in 2 weeks I open the show and say, so-and-so threw 5 interceptions at practice, Buddy will have carpal tunnel. Carpal tunnel from answering the phones.
You know how like usually like to set the bar lower and like in school? And then all of a sudden, if you do a little bit better, then it's like, oh, look, he's improving.
Oh, is that?
But in this.
Is that your theory?
But in this, it's like you want to set the bar high that you're going into this. Wow, they're going to be throwing interceptions left and right.
Is that your theory?
And if they throw, less than 3 or 2.
By the way, got angry at us or something? Is he a Saints fan and we're throwing picks?
It is nuts.
It is thunder and lightning around it. Twitter Dave, thank you for giving us a call here this morning on the Sports Hangover. How are you today, bud?
I'm doing good, brother. Good to hear from you. I'm glad I'm finally be able to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
I got 2 things for you real quick.
Okay.
If Booker's not in foul trouble for the fourth quarter, if you look at his points prior to third and the fourth quarter, I don't think they lose the game. And, of course, Holiday puts clamps down on Paul. We all know this because we've had Holiday here for a long time. Anybody within 6'5" or shorter, we know how good Holiday could be defensively. That we always know.
Mm-hmm.
But last night it proved that point. With that and Booker being in foul trouble by the fourth quarter, they got the pass. They got what they needed to get the win. I know they had the block and all that mess. I'm happy for them. But the fact is, there's other things leading to that. That allowed them to get back in the game and, of course, win the game. But that's what I was calling you about. I had a question for you, Gus.
Okay.
The Louisiana sports betting thing is projected in October or November. Have you heard anything from your guy? Anything new on that related, and then are you going to have him on soon again on the show to get anything new related on that?
Rafael will come on tomorrow. My understanding, though, is that they're going to try to get this before football season starts, which would be, I guess, next month or September is the goal to try to have that done in September. We'll do some homework and make sure tomorrow we have him on 115 Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas. But we'll chat with him about that. But my understanding when it, you know, came into fruition at the end of June and early July, that it was, that was the goal to do that and to have that, at least in certain areas. Now, obviously, as the months go along, the kiosks in the different places and things of that nature, but that was the goal, obviously. They want to do it when football starts. So, you know, NFL's mid-September, college that first week of September. 44 days, by the way, Jordan. 44 days until the start of college football.
Let's go.
You ready?
Of course I'm
ready.
Are
you excited about SEC Media Days? Poor Matt's not. He's going to be there next week, and he just is not happy about the lack of star power. We're going to talk with Eric Alexander coming up at 2:30 as dude, it literally looked like somebody just took a flash photography picture of your face just now with the lightning bolt that just cracked.
No way.
I'm serious. Like, the entire room just lit up. So, yeah, you know, he joins us during the football season to talk SEC. Obviously, he's part of LSU Game Day Live for Cox Sports Television, former national champion and former world champion with the New England Patriots. So we'll chat with him here as well coming up. But Twitter Dave kind of saying some things that I thought about here is too. One of the things that I've noticed that is a change is Drew Holiday is picking up Chris Paul. I mean, Chris Paul's his storyline today, right? Yes, the block is.
Why, you think that?
There's no doubt. But Chris Paul absolutely is a storyline today on a couple of reasons. One, he hasn't looked good.
Yeah.
Okay? In a couple games here. But one of the things that's I mean, visually stunning to me is, I dare say, no, I'm not going to say it. But.
No, say it.
No, I'm not going to
say it.
I'm not going to say that he, very Pelican backcourt-like.
You said it.
Well, look, you know he's been injured with his hands and his wrists. He's had issues, right? And remember after the Western Conference fight, I mean, he was asked, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about, what injury and all that. I don't know what's wrong, but he has 15 turnovers in the last three games combined. That's not him. That's not him. I think there's something wrong with his hands. He can't dribble. He's losing the dribble. Sometimes pressured, sometimes not. Then there's this element that, again, is my eyes. Looks like he's on skates sometimes. It leads me to think it's fatigued legs. That could be because of what the Bucks are doing. Drew Holiday's picking him up off the inbound.
And he's never been this far, you know, in the playoffs before.
But I'm just saying, he's picking him up. I mean, so in Drew Holiday, as Twitter Dave was just saying, very physical, a bump here, bump there, but that's over four quarters. And I think it's affecting him a bit. Comma. And I also think he's starting to press. He wants it. He wants it bad. And I think you're starting to see, again, my observations from these four games so far. Yes, the Bucks have never been to the finals, but that Bucks team has been in the playoffs. And yes, the Suns have had an incredible run, but they're still a very, you know, raw, young, green team. DeAndre Ayton's a non-factor in the last couple of games. That hurts, right? Devin Booker is incredible. 40-piece.
You say non-factor for
DeAndre Ayton? Do you feel, I'm asking you, do you feel like he's a factor in the last few games, like he was in game one?
No, he's not. Okay, he's not the same thing, but he's still putting up like monster points. And he grabbed 16 rebounds yesterday.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about, is he a factor, or do you feel like he's turning something or not into the game or not? I don't know. I mean, yes, yesterday was probably a bit, but for two straight games, games two and three, I don't think he was. But those turnovers are absolutely, I mean, to me, the difference in the game yesterday. They had a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter. They should have won the game. They should have won the game. They had 17 turnovers, though. You know how many the Bucks had? 5. In a 6-point game. But that fourth quarter, Jordan, 33-21 Bucks. I mean, that's your ball game. They didn't close in the fourth. And defense, Jordan, were the keys. In that last minute 19, right, whenever Giannis went up to make the block, game was tied. That's a beautiful feed by Booker. Aiden, that's normally a dunk or an and one, right? Blocked. Bucket bucks. Steal. Drew off of, you know, Chris falling. Bucket bucks. Ball game. Right there, defense. And the reason I'm bringing it up, and we'll address this next segment as we hear the players, is this. Again, it does relate to the Pelicans. I know we're talking about shooting Zion's best, you know, getting better offensively, Ingram being consistent in the fourth. If these guys don't play defense, you're just not going to win the big games. You have to play D. Have to. It may be a moment in the game, but the Bucks tied the series last night as we go to break. Two big defensive plays in a row. A block and the steal of Chris Paul that led to open floor breaks and buckets. I mean, right there. That's their game. Tie came down to. So I still think the Bucks won that game. They made the plays. If you make the plays, I think you earn the right to say you won the game. But what do you think? Do you think the Suns lost it or you think the Bucks won it? We'll hear from some of those players here as well, including Chris, Giannis, and we'll take your phone calls and tweets as well. Ali Cosell coming up at 12:30. Nate Osborne, 1:30. Eric Alexander, 2:30. Sometime in the 1 o'clock hour, maybe. Kenny Farrell, they won last night. The Jesters at Jacksonville, the number one seeds. They've moved on to the conference finals. So we'll chat with him, hopefully, at some point today. So Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Still see the ground. Give me that country side of life. Place where I can stand out right. Give me the country side.
Make this the summer event at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right ones should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit our website at visionsourceadvancedeyecutoff.com.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003, Jordan. Nothing like comparing, right? Gotta compare. Can't live
You
have to compare, man. That's how it works. It's all about comparing. Yes, that's how it works for sure. Let's get to it. Let's just break it down.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
All right. Is game four going to be known as the block? Did it come down to that? DeAndre Ayton, alley-oop from Devin Booker. It was, Jordan, looking like it was going to be a tie game, right? Minute 14 into the game, and then, or left of the game, and this happened.
Ayton hands it off to Booker, bodied by Tucker. Lifts it for the rim. Block shot by Giannis on the alley-oop attempt to Ayton. What a defensive play by the Greek Freak with a minute 10 to go in game four.
All right. Now, that, of course, is being compared to, and Travis is going
to
get goosebumps.
Iguodala to Curry. Back to Iguodala. Up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James with the rejection.
Wow.
His third block of the game as we come up on a minute and a half.
So, Jordan, the game seven block from LeBron with the Cavs against the Warriors, or that one?
Look, as of now, pains me to say it. It was game seven.
Game seven.
And it was basically like that saving the game for LeBron.
No, it saved his
his
title for Cleveland.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
now,
for that aspect, I'm going to say LeBron. But if the Bucks go on to, like, if the Suns go on to win the next game.
Right.
And the Bucks go on and just win the series. It'll be a close call.
I got to tell you, seeing this again, I mean, that is a fast break by the Warriors. I mean, LeBron comes from nowhere to do that. Now, along sort of the same lines, but Giannis was in the paint area.
Well, he wasn't even looking at the ball.
No, I know. He just literally came out of nowhere. The still photo right before he makes like contact with the ball is unbelievable. They are both miles above the rim. But the control and the body control that Giannis had on there, and it is, I mean, that, again, would have been a tied game. Instead, it led to a bucket with the Bucks. And quite honestly, you know, look, a lot is talked about Milwaukee. And you know where I lie here? I'd like to see Monty win it. I'd like to see Chris Paul win it. Doesn't mean I don't care for Milwaukee or Drew and all that. But this is why I'm enjoying these finals. I can still, at the same time, be very happy for Milwaukee. It's a city that's sort of like New Orleans. It's not big enough. The market. I mean, people for the last 2 years have been trying to get Giannis out of there, right? Get him out of there. They can't win there and all that. And it was great to sort of see on the Bucks official page. You know, you have the in audio shot of people on their phones. There's no, you know, there's no broadcast. It's just the crowd. And I miss, you know, what it felt like in the then New Orleans arena when the Hornets beat the Mavs, when they were one win away against the Spurs, Popovich, Duncan. And I mean, I still can't believe that. I know, but I mean, every bucket, man, you know, I mean, it was awesome. Every bucket mattered. A defensive play got the crowd going just like a dunk in an alley.
Well, the Portland series.
Right. No, you know, but I still go back to that series, though. I didn't think it was like, I mean, it was fun, but I'm telling you, you were a game away from the Western Conference Finals and facing Kobe and the Lakers. And seeing that yesterday, I'm happy for them. Look, you don't know where the series is going to go. By winning that, though, they're going to play again in Milwaukee, one way, shape, or form. What's awesome, though, is for those two games, those fans that, and again, I kind of somewhat made fun of them, but I gave them props. 20,000 outside of the arena. And I've said this before. I don't think Saints fans are going, I don't think there's 20,000 of us that will sit out there in Champion Square and watch it on a big screen. I just don't. I'm not comparing fan bases. I'm just, they're definitely loyal and passionate. I mean, they're packed like sardines in there, you know? Maybe we like the bars or have people watch, you know, watch parties and stuff, but you got to give them credit. They've been waiting for this, man. They've felt that heartbreak like Toronto did for so many years of getting close, but no cigar, couldn't get it in. And in the first two games, I mean, it looked like, well, are they going to win a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
and to win in that nature. You know, when you see defensive plays, when you see hustle, when you see that, that sort of makes you feel like your team is working hard, right? That blue collar sort of mentality that fans can get behind. And it was just great to see all of the different, if you just type that into Twitter, you see all of the fans posting their videos. I mean, it just, I was happy for him, man. I really honestly was. It was great. And how big an impact are fans again, right? We've been talking about this. We talked about it earlier in the week. We talked about it last week. Having fans, man, I think it's a big thing again. It's of importance.
Yeah, Chris Paul actually talked about, like, no excuse for, you know, the home field advantage. I mean, I get what he's saying, but at the same time, it's a big advantage. It's called the home field advantage for a reason.
Did you like me at one point in the game yesterday? I'm wondering, and again, I don't want to live in the past, but what if that dome was sold out against the Bucks? Like after the Jared Cook fumble, I wonder if that fan base could have helped that defense to stand right there right after.
Could have, would have, should have.
Don't think it mattered to not have a sold out dome.
You had a packed dome against the Rams.
I 100% agree with you on that. I hear you, but I think it does help.
Another point to that is you don't know if it, like, that could be Drew's last game, like, compared to or opposed to the one when we played the Los Angeles Rams with the Nolan O'Call. I could see that the Superdome being a lot louder playing Tampa this past season. But
that's what I'm saying. I think it might have. But again, you just sort of see it. But here's Chris Paul, what you're talking about.
You know, you can't just bank on the fact that you got home court. You got to go out there and play the game. You know what I'm saying? You got to go out there and execute. So we'll do that. We'll do that. We tend to respond well, but it's easy. We know what we got to do. We know what we got to do. Be better.
10 points for Chris Paul, 5 turnovers for him, 4 turnovers by Booker. He had 42 points. Bit of controversy, let's be honest. He fouled Drew Holiday. Now, we can sit there and say that he probably shouldn't have been in foul trouble. There were some very, and look, you cannot not say it. Monty after game 3 complained. Yesterday, game 3, 8 was in trouble right off the get. Just took him out of the game. Devin Booker in foul trouble. While he had 42, he had foul trouble. I mean, those things matter. That's why you hear me. I always joke, right? I always joke when it came to the Lakers, they were down. I'm like, oh, here it comes. You know what's coming. I mean, what did I say? The day that Anthony Davis, remember after he had that bad game, what did I say? Free throw line
first
within the
game,
first minute.
Yep, and it happened.
It happened.
50, I forgot. I mean, had it on.
Yeah, 50. Though. I think it was 58 seconds or something like that. I made it by that. But Devin Booker, I mean, 42 points, monster stat line.
It doesn't matter at all. You know, I said that after last game, too, when I struggled shooting it. The main objective is to win the game. So anything that goes on throughout the game, it doesn't matter for real.
I probably should have brought my boat to work today.
I mean, it is monsooning here in Metairie. So, look, those aspects from those two guys. But, again, that's why I keep saying, to me, DeAndre Ayton, it's a harsh word to say. But at least starting offensively, on the offensive end, disappeared. He's got to be more. You got to have more than 6 points, don't you?
Oh,
I mean, he had 17 rebounds. I get you. 3 blocks. I get it. But 6 points, you know?
I mean, it goes back to the whole Drew Holiday after game, 1 and 2?
Right.
Where, you know, you have to have double-digit points. You can't just be, you know, 6, 7, 8 points in an NBA Finals appearance. I mean, I get you can have 9 or 10 assists.
Sure.
But you're going to need to put up those points to help Giannis and Chris Middleton, or you're just not going to win any games, and that's what he did last night.
All right. Well, this is Mike Greenberg saying that Giannis's block might be better than LeBron's.
But I think as far as just the spectacular nature of the play, I think this is better. I'm not going to say it is a greater play than the one that LeBron made, but I think it is actually a more – the degree of difficulty of what Giannis did. I mean, Hembo, I'm looking right at you. Do you agree? I think the degree of difficulty of what he did last night is greater than what LeBron did on the chase down block.
And how are we talking about P.J. Tucker today if they don't pull out that? I mean, 0 points, and he played 29 minutes.
I mean, did y'all hear that?
You know what? That it would be talking about doomsday for PJ Tucker. That's what that was.
You think so, PJ? Man, I tell you though, it is. It's an interesting series. I really do see. I want to see where it's going to go. I do you think it's anybody's series? I do. I do now.
I said it was over. I said it was over when they went up 2-0.
I thought so too.
I have to take that back. Apologize to the Milwaukee Bucks because they definitely made it a series and it's definitely up in the air.
They legitimately have, exactly. Quick break. Ali Cosell will join us. We'll talk a little bit about this as well and get his takes. Again, be very careful if you're driving in and around the Metairie area. It is really, really
barely
coming
see
down.
The house across the street.
Yeah, so be careful out there. It's a Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
A new name, a new era. TGMC is now Terrebonne General Health System. This change reflects our transition to more of an all-around healthcare partner rather than just a healthcare provider. With new facilities, new innovations, and new ways to help you, we've done more than change our name. We've changed our future. To see what's new at Terrebonne General Health System, visit tghealthsystem.com.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Sometimes watching a flawless serve can make you realize,
wait a minute, I think I might love tennis.
So you get 2% cash back on rackets, 2% cash back on shoes, 2% cash back on gear, tennis balls, lessons. And before you know it, you've got a decent backhand.
I do have a decent backhand.
Get unlimited 2% cash back on purchases and be ready for your next passion with the new Wells Fargo Active Cash Visa Card. Terms apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. 800-998-1003. Ali Cosell here in a quick moment. Questions of the day.
Yep,
Jordan?
We have two of them. Both have to deal with the NBA playoffs. First one is, did the Suns blow it, or did the Bucks win it? Right now, it's tied 50%. The second question of the day, over at Twitter on ESPN Radio NOLA, with the Bucks tying the series at two games apiece, who has the upper hand now? You can comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter, or call in 800-998-1003.
I think one of the things too that I'm interested in is, can look, we always talk about momentum a lot of times here as well. And you wonder how much of that momentum can sort of carry, right? And here's what Giannis had to say.
Just a hustle play. I thought I'm going to get dunked on, to be honest with you. But, you know, going down the stretch, just do whatever, you know, it takes to win the game. You know, just put yourself in a position that can win the game. And I saw the play coming. I saw that Chris Paul was throwing the lob. So I'm just going to jump vertical, you know, towards the rim. Hopefully I can, you know, be there in time. And I was there in time and was able to get a good block and go down and get to a point. So it was a great hustle play.
I think one of the things that's remarkable about the play was him being able to, again, like you said, just I
did he feel that Ayton was kind of going there? You know, it's pretty incredible.
I don't know. Just the way his hips were like placed, it didn't seem like it was even physically possible for him to get to the to where the ball was at that position.
I think one of the other aspects of it is you mentioned the timing and spurring on the rest of his team and stuff, man. Something that I'm going to talk to Ali about here in a quick second is the, I don't know, this, I would say the stamina when it comes to what Giannis has been able to do. It was interesting. You kind of saw him kind of bent over a little bit a lot of times, right? And, as we have Ali Cosell on now joining us from the Bird Rights. Ali, thanks for joining us, sir. The block, look, a lot of people are talking about it and comparing it to LeBron's block in game number 7 in the finals. I still go that route, but how big was that block and where do you put it?
I think we've got to wait for the series to be decided, right? If the Bucks go on to win, you can look back on it and say that might have been the turning point or the inspiration or whatever. But you know all the storylines are going to point to it. So, yeah, we've got to wait, Gus. But I think either way, I still rank LeBron's block higher. I mean, we know the details of where, when that happened, right? Game 7, to where the Cavaliers were such underdogs, they made that comeback from down 3-1, and then LeBron just to chase down Andre Iguodala really symbolized how the Cavaliers came back in that series. But, man, I don't want to take anything away from Ayton's block. That was, or the block of Ayton. That was spectacular, by Giannis.
You know, Giannis's performance this postseason, obviously he's getting that overcoming that injury. I don't think a lot of people expected him to play in game one. Then he has back-to-back 40-point games. Man, he's showing why he's an MVP. And it's crazy in today's world, Ali. You know this. You and I will text throughout the series in the days where, you know, there's no one between. He's either great or is he not as good. He's not a closer. He's not this. Man, it's hard to not root for a guy like that. He's always positive, and the plays that he's making go a lot more than just on the offensive end, right, with points.
Yeah, he leaves everything out on the court, and that's so rare to say for a superstar. I think even in the playoffs, I mean, I can't think over the last 10 years who works harder than Giannis in these finals and say probably LeBron and Jimmy Butler. They really come to mind. And look, what Giannis is doing, it's shocking to see all the support now for him, right? Remember when the Bucks were down to the Nets and everybody ripped him off saying Brooklyn's going to win? And Giannis wasn't even getting mentioned, and me included. We didn't even have him in our top 10, right, of the two-time MVP. So, yeah, it's funny how quickly the theme can change just by how well your team does. And right now Giannis is on top of the mountain, and therefore he does deserve all the accolades.
It is interesting to kind of see how, of course, people sort of view players by the game, and that leads us to Jrue Holiday, right? I mean, everyone's crushing him the first two games. The last two games, it's a little bit different here. And obviously, he was one of the two players that made defensive plays there in the final minute, and so the block and then his steal of Chris Paul. When you look at Jrue, he's always been a guy that's been up and down offensively, but defensively is where he's always shined. We saw that, right? Are we seeing that again in this finals?
I think without a doubt. He didn't have a shot going in last night's game at all. I know he missed his first 5 shots. I was counting. Then he made a few. And then, of course, he couldn't hit anything in that second half.
Right.
And you were wondering, right, is that going to cost them? But I'll tell you what. In the past, when Jrue Holiday was really suffering from a bad game, it affected his entire game. Right, to where defensively he wasn't making an impact. He was turning the ball over, you know, in excess of 4, 5, 6 times. But he's not doing that. I think he is still playing, and he should be lauded for what he did in last night's game for his defensive effort, right? Chris Paul is, boy, he's in jail right now. He cannot get loose. We were texting about it when just bringing up the ball. Jrue picking him up full court. I think that's really getting to Chris, expending a lot of his energy.
Yep.
And Jrue doing that, he's now saving Giannis and Chris Middleton from just needing to focus on their defensive assignments and, of course, on offense, getting the ball in their optimum spots. They don't have to create the shots because Jrue's really been doing that largely in these finals. So I know the shooting percentages aren't there, right? What is he shooting, like 35% from the field? Can't really make a three. But the low turnovers and that spectacular defense has really been a game changer.
And Ali Cosell's doing a follow. Ali, editor-in-chief of The Bird, writes over on Twitter, Ali,
You mentioned him. Look, it's a storyline for sure today. What is wrong with Chris Paul? You and I were texting throughout the game. 15 turnovers combined in the last three games. That's not him. Is he hurt? Is he fatigued? When I see him on skates, like, you know, where he's just kind of losing his footing and off balance, that it looks like fatigued legs to me. It's kind of maybe to what you're mentioning with Drew and his defense picking him up off the inbound, following the entire game. But what do you see when you watch these games? Because he looks like a different player right now.
Yeah, he resembles the player we saw in the Lakers series in that very first round, where he just wasn't making an impact anywhere, right? Couldn't get to double digits in points, wasn't really just making an impact anywhere. And it's strange because I thought in the first three games, and especially in that first game where I think he went for around 30, 32 points in leading the Suns to that win over the Bucks, he's been great. I know the last two games haven't been as spectacular, games two and three, I mean. But he still had that impact, right? Providing enough to where they won game two easily. You know, he set up Mikal Bridges to have that big game. Booker was going. And I thought he was maybe, you know, their most impactful player outside of Ayton in game three. So to see all of a sudden a big, you know, almost a zero type of performance from him was shocking. And so I attribute it to honestly more to Drew and just having a bad game. Because Monty, after the game, said, no, there's no injury being involved here. I just think that happens sometimes. You don't get in within the flow of the game. And Chris Paul, as we know from watching him here in New Orleans, he likes to get in the flow of the game. He's not the guy that's going to come out, set the tone, jack up 7-8 shots in the first quarter. He kind of like just tries to pick his spots. And I don't think he ever got comfortable enough to do that. So I'm writing it off. But I'll tell you what, I bet you that's going to be the last time we see him have this poor of a game for the rest of the series.
The old pick your spots. I remember that from the last time he was here when he didn't score in the first half and that deciding game seven.
Right.
I'm with you, Ollie. I think that has to change. But look, that happens with players up and down. They can still have an impact in the game. I want to ask you about DeAndre Ayton. Yes, he had 17 rebounds. Jordan says he's been but I said he's been a non-factor to me in two, almost now three straight games. Only 6 points in the offensive end. What are you seeing? Is he a factor? Is he not a factor? And why do I feel like when I close my eyes and think of him, I'm thinking and hearing more of players trying to pick his spirits up rather than him affecting the game?
Yeah, without a doubt, he's not the same type of factor he was in their previous series against the Clippers to get to the finals, where I thought, I was thinking he looked almost in every game like a top three or four center in the league, right? Mm-hmm. Behind Jokic, Embiid, and maybe one other one. Well, here in this series, outside of the first game where I thought he was really great, he's only had that first quarter in game three to where I thought he really made an impact. Outside of that, he's been quiet. And I think a lot of that has to do with the responsibility on his shoulders. I mean, half the time he's seemingly guarding Giannis out there. If he's not Giannis, he's the guy responsible to really hit the board and just protect the paint. So his job responsibilities are insanely high because the Suns have nobody else like that on their roster. And you see it when Ayton has to sit down, especially since Dario Saric, you know, unfortunately his season's over because of the torn ACL. So I don't necessarily think it's Ayton's fault, if maybe that's what you're asking, but overall, no. I just think, he can't have that impact like he was in the Clippers series because so much more is being asked of him elsewhere.
Yeah, definitely don't think it's his fault, but one thing that we're seeing in his finals and in these series with these teams, man, you need multiple players, I guess, to sort of step up. And the other thing that I text you quite frequently about is, where are the Milwaukee Bucks without Chris Middleton?
He's their, I don't want to call superstar, but that's what he's kind of been playing like, right? What Devin Booker was doing through the first three quarters last night seemed too big of a hump, and I remember texting you that for the Bucks to get over. Well, he did. He cooled. He got in that foul trouble, then he couldn't find his rhythm in the fourth. But Chris, he had almost as an equal of a game, but especially in that fourth quarter. So you need a guy that can score from anywhere on the court, you know, be that three-level scorer, and have the confidence to shoot it, right? You've got to believe in yourself to make it, and there's so few guys that can do it. You know, for as great as Giannis is, and I know that most people peg him, right, as the best player on the Bucks, but without Middleton, these Bucks aren't going to be nearly as effective or have gotten as far as they have without a guy like Middleton. Every team needs that type, right, that can give you 30, 40 points, efficient, with his three-point shooting, drives, even setting up some players, right? He can get his 5-6 assists. So, no, Chris is, you know, he's a definite multiple all-time all-star. And I wouldn't be surprised if he wins a couple of All-NBA awards if his career keeps pointing up in his trajectory.
All right, man, here's the gazillion-dollar question here. You got to win two of the next three. And Phoenix has two of those next three at home, including the next one on Saturday. How do you view it? I honestly feel like the series is now, it feels even to me. I know it's 2-2, but you understand what I'm saying? Like, it feels like, man, I can give you an argument for Milwaukee winning, and I can give you an argument for Phoenix winning.
Yeah, I think the Bucks feel that, or they have to feel that mentality, right? It's the best of three now, and they scrapped their way to two wins at home. But I feel like Phoenix is still the better team. I think once they get in front of that home crowd,
right,
they're not going to have the lulls. All of a sudden, I expect Bridges or Crowder to have a 20-point game. And if Chris isn't going to have another major fumble type of game, then you know Booker's going to show up. Well, Milwaukee, that means to me, is going to have to play extremely well, which that means their three big stars, you know, Giannis, Chris, and Drew, are going to really have to probably have 20 or more points each for them to win. And it's just so hard for me to foresee that. We know role players, even high-end role players like Drew, struggle on the road. And the fact they've got to get at least one or two in that seemingly loud arena, I don't see it. So I'm still favoring Phoenix. But, you know, I might change my mind now. I don't think the series is going to end in six. It might go seven. It's looking likely for seven.
Yeah, you know, and to your point, Chris Middleton in the playoff stat muse put this up. At home, averaging 25, on the road, 22. That's in the playoffs. In the finals, at home, 29 points. On the road, 20 points. The field goal percentage in Milwaukee, 45, 41 on the road. 3-point percentage, 40 at home, 33 on the road. So there's a very real thing there. It's tangible, right? To not just the role players, but even star players. They play differently on their home court, man. It just, I mean, that, and he's their best player, I think, right now, the most consistent one.
Yeah. Chris Paul's poor game four effort really reminded me of Chris Middleton's poor game two effort. Yeah. But I think, like I said, that's an anomaly. I think overall you're right. I think that he's going to step up regardless of whether he's on the road or at home. I just don't think Drew's on that same level. Just like DeAndre Ayton's not on that same level. Really, there's only four superstars or kind of superstar-like players in this finals for me. Two on the Bucks, Giannis, Chris, and of course CP3 and Booker for the Suns. So you can expect those guys to largely have good games to great games. But everybody else, that home and road splits are really going to affect them, I think.
As always, man, appreciate the time. Thank you for hopping on this afternoon, man, and try to stay dry because it's monsooning in Metairie.
Ugh, every day, you know, this is getting tiring. We need for this rain to go away for at least a week. Give us a reprieve.
I'm with you, man. Thank you so much, buddy. Thank you for your time.
All right, guys. See you, Jordan.
See you, Ollie. Be safe.
Ollie Cosell is the way to follow on Twitter. He's the editor-in-chief of The Bird Rights. Quick break. We come back. Top stories. The Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Shrimp boats is a-coming.
Since 1948, that's 73 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial shrimping and fishing supply business. They carry a large selection of stainless steel shafts up to 2.5 inches, but they can also order larger if you like. They also stock 2, 3, and 4 blade propellers up to 40 inches, a large selection of shaft couplings, single V-struts, and stainless steel rudders. Now listen to this, Alario Brothers is now stocking rudder blades and rudder shafts so you can make your own rudder. Now carrying stainless steel plate pieces so you can make your own V-struts. Strut, a huge selection of stainless steel stern tubes, rudder and shaft shoes, fiberglass tubes, rudder ports, packing boxes, and dripless shaft seals. Stocking tiller arms and rubber cutlass bearings along with a big line of motor mounts. Call Alario Brothers to get your TEDs today. Visit Alario Brothers before the season. That's Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Visit their website at alariobros.com.
Shrimp boats is a-coming.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary 2-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start. And we're here to help.
Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back, and we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover 800-998-1003 is the way to chime into the conversation, like Twitter Dave earlier. Thanks to Ali Cosell. Time now, Jordan, as we like to do each and every day around this time.
Here's a look at what's making news. Let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
Let's kick things off. Shout out to Mandingo Fabio, who Instagram messaged us at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Instagram. He's added to his story. I see y'all jamming in the rain. Keep it up. responded back with him. Stay safe. He might call in here in a little bit.
Nice. Like that. Yeah.
Other news of the day. David Griffin was in Vegas watching Josh Giddey. He's a foreign basketball player over in Australia. I think he got cut from the Australian team, and now he's looking like a pick in the NBA draft.
Hold on.
We have to play something.
No, I'm confused. So, is he on the Australian team or is he not?
I think he got cut from the Australian team.
Josh
Giddey went from being cut by his Australian state team to a potential NBA draft.
So he's no longer on the Aussie team.
From what I've read, I haven't had a chance to read this
SB
Nation article.
I got it.
I'm giving you as much info.
Hey, you know what? Why not? Not good enough for them, maybe good enough for us, right? Is that how it works? What is going on? You know what I say though, right? We got like 150 second round picks. We might as well use them. Isn't that what I said earlier today? Before the show started, Jordan, I said, invite everybody to camp.
Might as well.
I mean, seriously, let me tell you something. If we tweet the second round, hurry it up, we got late dinner plans, I'm going to be angry. Use them wisely. Because that's what I've been sold, right? You want all of these picks. They're assets. Great. Well, use them. Use them wisely. So I got to keep an eye on, what's his name again? Let me write this down.
His name is Josh Giddey.
Josh Giddey.
So Giddey.
You think Todd right now is just thinking of all the different, all of the different ways he can say it, huh?
I'm Giddey for Giddey.
Oh.
Todd, that was an impression of you if you didn't know.
That was bad, by the way.
It was bad.
Okay. Next.
Big news last night. Uh-huh. I saw Matty Hudak tweeting. Her fingers could not stop last night, and rightfully so, because the NOLA Jesters upset the Jacksonville Armada?
The Armada, yes.
3-1 last night in the first round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So they're advancing to the next round. We're trying to get Coach Kenny on.
Trying.
At some point today.
We really are trying. Yeah.
Huge accomplishment.
I think traveling, This is the soccer song. I didn't know this was the soccer song, but this is what pulled up. Does this make you at all think of soccer?
No.
Oh, there we go. Nope. Wow.
Nope.
Why do I think this is
think
a child
something,
soccer?
Something that Carver might have watched.
I was going to say that.
Did Carver download this on your computer?
I think this is introducing and teaching you to soccer. This is not what I was looking for.
No.
This was not at all.
You're playing soccer. Carver, you got to be a soccer prodigy.
I'm really sorry. This was not at all what I was actually looking for. I was trying to think of some. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. No. Oh, here it is. There we go. This is more like it. There we go. I'll have the same now. Is this better?
All right, when you hear that, that's soccer.
Okay. What happened yesterday in Jacksonville?
The NOLA Jesters defeated the Jacksonville Armada.
There we go.
3-1.
Well, there you go. We'll try to get still Coach Eddie Farrell throughout all that, I promise.
Next up,
I'm actually going to text them again.
The trilogy between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder will now take place on October 9th in Las Vegas. I'm sure Raphael's ecstatic about this.
What's that?
Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder.
What is this, like 3, 4, 5? Which one is
the
this?
Trilogy?
Oh, the trilogy.
The third.
Gotta have three.
The third one.
Do we really?
Are you not listening to me?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. Was I supposed to be? I don't know.
That doesn't matter. Okay. Honestly. Down the street from us over in New Orleans, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome signage.
I'm sorry. What now?
Down the street?
Yeah.
Over in New Orleans?
Uh-huh.
The Mercedes. The dome.
That's right.
The dome is taking down the previous name of Mercedes-Benz Superdome signage.
Yeah, it's gone. Is that weird?
Well, good thing they did it before all this rain came in. Be flying all over the place on the ladder.
Don't you find it weird?
Weird? Why would it be weird?
I don't know.
It's not your sponsor.
Do you remember when that happened?
Everyone was
the outrage that people had.
I was mad.
You were mad. So you were among the outraged people, which I couldn't understand to save my life.
Now that I was,
why?
Mind you,
why
I was younger.
Were outraged.
I was way younger.
I
when
still
this
don't
happened.
Understand why it matters. Like,
because it was the dome. It was always the dome, and now
it's still the dome.
Now
how
we
many
have to
people
say the Mercedes Benz. I know
who has said it.
Mind you,
exactly.
Looking back at it, and thinking over it. Now that I'm older, it was completely idiotic to be upset about it.
Thank you. Yeah, I remember when that happened. I went on there. I'm like, y'all need to relax. I mean, people were losing their minds.
I remember. There was
articles.
You had
some people saying you've sold out. I'm turning in my season. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's the name of a stadium where, look, I'm not, look, good for them for getting, you know, naming rights. It only matters, like, you know, when they put the font up live from the whatever Superdome in New Orleans. That's it. Like, fans themselves, I have very rarely, unless it's built into the name, Wrigley Field. Right? Which is Wrigley. Gum and stuff. But, like, I've never said, I don't even know what the Atlanta, I guess it's Mercedes, but I've never said I'm going to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
That's the Mercedes-Benz
Stadium.
I'm going
to Dome. I'm going to, you know, the Atlanta Stadium, or, you know, unless it's built into the name, like Trust One Park, that you should know because that is where your Atlanta Braves play, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But unless it's built into the name, I guess. I don't know. City Field and all that? I don't know.
I'm looking forward to seeing, like, what the exact title of the name's going to be.
What do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. I don't know.
I've heard some rumors as to where it could be and stuff. We've always done this before. And when it was the arena or the dome, do you want it to be local? I honestly could care less. If it means less money, public funds going to the team, the better. So get whatever you can for all I care. I mean, like, it really honestly doesn't bother me. I mean,
I don't care.
I'm telling you, people lost their minds. I can't drive past the dome towards the bridge and I see that.
Come on. You didn't get that.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I was upset about it.
To which
like
I'm sitting there, I'm like, dude, of all things, the circle with the tri logo.
It was pretty, it was badass.
I was going to say, I mean, you could do worse than the Mercedes logo. I don't know about you. I would love a Mercedes. I'd be down for one. Feel free. I don't think it'd be a bad thing at all to have that in my driveway. You know? I don't know.
I want to get into this next topic. But we're kind of short on time. We'll hit on it at some point during the show. But the police audio was released from the Richard Sherman incident that took place, 2 days ago? Mm-hmm. I know the reports
came out.
Yesterday
morning he was arrested.
Well,
yesterday.
Yes.
Early morning.
Very scary stuff to listen to, just kind of bone chilling. I want to give it its due diligence in a full segment. So
and I
just kind of want
opinions
to
here as well, because there are a lot of people discussing not only what happened, what he was saying, but also getting a lot of attention is how the 911 dispatcher went about their job. If you want to chime in on that, I'd love to hear from you here as well. Next hour, Nate Osborne at 1:30, coach of your NOLA Gold. They look to bounce back. From